At Blackwater Pond. Mary Oliver reads Mary Oliver. Part 1.
Some Herons. A blue preacher flew toward the swamp in slow motion. On the leafy banks, an old Chinese poet, hunched in the white gown of his wings, was waiting. The water was the kind of dark silk that has silver lines shot through it when it is touched by the wind or is splashed upward in a small, quick flower by the life beneath it. The preacher made his difficult landing, his skirts up around his knees. The poet's eyes flared, just as a poet's eyes are said to do when the poet is awakened from the forest of meditation. It was summer.